We're speaking from the book of Revelation, and we'll continue to do so for a few more days. We may not always understand everything, but we can know what is said. We can believe what is said until we know what it means. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. I'm going to read from Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and 3. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show to his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that reads, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John goes on to write in the last chapter, I testify to every man that reads the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Proverbs tells us, add not to God's word, lest you be reproved and found to be a liar. There's another verse of scripture that I think that you ought to underline and highlight in your Bible. It's found in Deuteronomy 29 and verse 29. Moses spoke these words. He said, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Friend, there's some things that God never intended to be revealed to us while we're down here on this earth. I also want to remind you that the revelation that we see here in the last book of the New Testament, in fact, the entire scripture, is not designed to point us to the glory of the beast, the identity of the Antichrist, or the names of the nations and the names of the evil city, or even Satan's charade. No siree, Bob. It's all about our amazing Christ. The fact that he, the slaughtered Lamb of God, overcame all and ultimately is the most amazing, spellbound individual throughout human history. It is he, the Jesus in whom we believe, who stands supreme at the end of the day. It is Jesus being revealed in this last book of the New Testament. This book was not written to reveal to us the Antichrist. Yet, there are many people today who travel to no ends to find out more about the Antichrist. They want to know what his name is. They go to hear preachers who would try to tell you the name of the Antichrist, which this book does not reveal. They want to put names to the 10 nations that's going to be involved in the last day. They want to give a name to the head that was wounded and recovered. They want to figure out the timelines and the datelines when all of this will happen. The Bible does not add these things to the scripture, yet many have taken it on themselves to add the names of the Antichrist and to tell you what nation he comes from. The Bible does tell us that he comes from a particular kingdom, but he doesn't tell us which one. We know he could have. He could have added a name to those 10 nations. He could have added a name to that vile city that God's going to destroy, but he didn't. There are Bible teachers today who want to add names to the city, who want to give a name to the Antichrist, who want to add names to those 10 kings who give their power to the Antichrist. God could have added those names. When this was written, God knew specifically who he was talking about, but he chose not to reveal it to us. Therefore, I believe that any name that you add to this, you can't back it up with Scripture. I know some of you are saying, I don't have to have Scripture to prove what I'm saying. I've got an education. I've been to college. I've taken lessons in geography. I've studied the ancient kingdoms. I've studied the kingdoms of the past. I know all about the Roman Empire, the Persian Empire. And because of this knowledge, I have figured it out. I have gotten it down pat. Well, let me say this, lest we forget who this book was written to. This book was not written to the educated intellectuals of the Berean people in the city of Berea. It was not written to the high priest. It was not written to the scribes and the Pharisees. This book was written to ordinary people, and it was designed and declared to be read as written, with no extras. Don't add to it. We are warned not to add to it or take it away. It was to be read publicly before the churches, and it was to be read as it is written. No add-ons, no takeaways, just believe what it says. You say, well, brother, you can't understand it unless somebody gives an interpretation. I've never had any problems understanding the book of Revelation. The Holy Spirit will lead and guide you into all truth. And I know some of you are saying, brother, if you understand it, why don't you explain it to me? Well, the best way I can explain it to you is to read it as it was written. It does not need my explanation. The Holy Spirit has already convinced me in my heart that all of it is true. Revelations 22:6 tells me, these sayings are faithful and true. More than one time, John was instructed to write, because these things are faithful and true, write them in a book. Oh, hallelujah. That's all that God requires of me, is that I believe that it is true, to the point that I do the truth, that I do his word. I believe his word is true. His word is true as written. Unless I should find some other scriptures that would shine some light on the book of Revelation, I believe it as it is written. I'm going to bring this lesson to an end right here, but I'm going to be speaking from this same book again tomorrow.